Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. So here I am in Tbilisi, Georgia, and this is a video about Tbilisi, tourism here. So here I am on a back street just off Freeman Square, the main square, and as you can see, things are very shabby. It has seen better days. The plaster's completely come off that bit, but you know, in a way I find that one of its allurements. Here I am on Gia Abbasadze Street, and I'm staying in a guest house there. Obviously things are up in Georgian, sometimes in no other language. Look at that for this little theatre, okay? So, I mean, I can't make a head nor tail of Georgian. Not just the script, but also when they say it out loud. Anyway, but bear in mind, like most former Soviet countries, the money is concentrated very much in the capital city. So I had a brief foray into the countryside this afternoon and see what that's like. That's like going back decades in time. Anyway, so here I am, late March, and the hours of sunlight are quite long. It was a little bit warm a few days ago. It was very rainy. It's just very windy in the mountains because the mountains rise dramatically above the city. And then there's some ruined buildings around, but you know, as a bit of an Eastern European specialist, this doesn't faze me. I'm accustomed to it like that. I mean, it's like Romania not so many years ago. So look at this bit of graffiti, Ukrainian flag graffiti. Because they have really good weather in the summers, they've got plenty of balconies. Anyway, this road surface is in a parlous condition in places. So things is not too expensive. I'm saying like about a quarter of what you'd pay in the Republic of Ireland or most like Western European countries. And they're also trying to get people to purchase property here. And they're big into learning English. Obviously, anybody who works in the tourism sector will speak English and Russian too. And look, here's the Catholic Church. That's not the only reason I chose to stay on this street. Anyway, it's not that impressive inside, whereas some of the Georgian churches are gorgeous inside. The colours are sometimes a bit faded, but often very historic because of a marvellous artistic tradition. And they're celebrating, you can see up there, 30 years of diplomatic relations between the Holy See and the Republic of Georgia. They say they've been in contact for two millennia. So it's, you know, one of the oldest identifiable nations in Georgia with this unique language and their own alphabet. Anyway, the street we're going to turn onto is really tourism central in the whole country. So obviously this is the main airport here is in Tbilisi. Tbilisi meaning hot waters or warm waters. People tell me better translation because of the thermal springs. So it was a spa town in the Russian imperial era. And then some liberals and socialists were exiled here, the loveliest place they could have been exiled to, rather than going to Siberia. So it's a bit of a stronghold of liberalism within the Russian Empire. Known as Tiflis back then, but that's a mispronunciation. It should be Tbilisi. And now even in Russian, it is Tbilisi. Okay, so Freedom Square is back up here, or sometimes they translate it Liberty Square. And they're cobblestones. I'm so glad they've kept those. You know, you're not going to go that fast down the street. There's no harm in retaining these things. So here we're on Kote Abkhazi Street. Okay, so then you can see some very modern buildings, some quite smart hotels, nothing high rise, very much at the western end of the city, which is a historical part. The east end of the city is much more modern. There are tower blocks, things built in the last 10 years even, but that's very bland. That could be anywhere really. So plenty of souvenir shops for all your kitsch, flags, little dolls, matryoshkas, you know, baseball caps, tablecloths. What else would you like to have? And then there are plenty of places, there are plenty of eateries around here and cafes. So they're renowned for their wine. I had tried some of the cognac as well. I went on this minibus tour and we had this fantastic guide who offered us all a swig of cognac. Most agreeable, really warmed my throat, I can tell you. So the honey, spices, things like that they sell. Things made out of amber. The former Soviet Union are quite keen on this. So there are lots of tourist agencies trying to sell you things. But you go much away from this part of the city and really there is no tourist industry. So it would be on the main railway station today. And it was very run down, but not in an attractive way. So anyway, this street is going down the hill. Plenty of bureaux de change. I had no difficulty changing pounds sterling. Euros and dollars are the things they're mostly looking for. Myth restaurant. I mean, any restaurant aimed at tourists is going to be, you know, at least twice the price of what an ordinary one is. A lot of stray dogs, but they don't seem to bother people. Now, they are defecating around a bit, but, you know, they're not barking at people. No one's afraid of being bitten by them. There is one park near Parliament the dogs seem to rule and people just don't go into. Yeah, so a few like Soviet-era monuments I'll show you. What else are I going to say? You have people coming up to you trying to sell you tours or whatever because they work for a tourist agency. This travel agent I was speaking to, and she's saying, well, you know, early March is really a dead month, or February. So look at this guy, some Armenian guy, not Armenian, sorry, forgive me, Georgian chap who was killed in the Second World War. He's got the typical Georgian ending of surname Adze. It's often Vili or Adze at the end of the name. Or Idze, they sometimes transliterated wrongly, like Sergo Orjono Kidze, who was a henchman of Stalin's. What else I'm going to point out? Yeah, because there are no big holidays around then, and people have spent money. They often go on New Year's holidays, which last well into January, and then they're broke, and they're not coming, and the weather is still rubbish. It's a very tough time for them. Often look like wooden interiors, tiles on the floors, make it very easy to clean. So that's typical for former Soviet countries. Now you see these taxis around here, but I'm told they're very poor value. They're after that dog, who's been chased out. So the dog's a bit dangerous to other dogs, but not to people. You see the street dogs there, okay. Anyway, where was I? Look at this tree. I'm not sure they decorated with ribbons, but you know, everything's charming, a little bit different. You know, there's a slight dysfunctionality to the place, but that's appealing to some people. You see more souvenir shops, okay? Selling like, as well as the dolls, bags, kitchen utensils, bowls, things like that, ceramics, and somewhat upmarket boutiques. There are like fashion label shops around on the main drag, which is Rustaveli Avenue. And then if you go off and down to some of these side streets, they can be quite ancient and appealing. And there is one street with loads of fairly smart restaurants, but they're individual, they're not part of chains or anything like that. Nothing you'd recognise from a Western country, usually serving local cuisine. Anyway, so I've seen tourists here, obviously from Russia, some of them are actually living here, left because of the war. Oh, sorry, slipped out, special military operation. Look, they're selling honey and dolls and things made out of amber as well. They're Kazakh tourists. There were four Azerbaijani ladies on the tour today. There are loads of Indian tourists, even though they still need a visa. And I'm just trying to think of other significant nationalities. Well, anyway, I met a German chap who's been living here for a year and a half. So there's a significant expatriate community, digital nomads, you know, people who are location independent and they don't need to be somewhere physically, so they can be here. But the cost of living is low. And if you're like an accountant or a computer programmer or whatever, a web designer or a translator or something like that, or even a tutor, you can come here and you can do it all online and just live very well on, because it's a modest salary. Okay. This is the kind of stuff they're selling in these souvenir shops. So there could be a dozen shops on the same street selling the same stuff, and tours to the other city. So, yeah, Kutaisi is the second city in the country. There's David the Builder Airport there. There's at least one other international airport. Just carry on like this. So as you can see, like almost every building is mostly aimed at tourists, you know. Not to say that the Georgians aren't allowed in, of course they are. But I mean, salaries are not high here, especially for anyone who's outside of Tbilisi. So they used to get foreign teachers to go even into the villages, teach them English, native speakers of English. Well, they met a Dane the first time I was here, and he was doing that. And all right, he wasn't a native speaker, but like most Danish people, he spoke superb English. And they were really very badly paid, doing it almost as though it was the Peace Corps or something like that. I don't know if the actual Peace Corps is here. I did meet Mormon missionaries when I was here way back in 2012. So you will see Western brands here coming up to Spar, you know, the German supermarket chain. Meaning as in save, but the English word spare, not quite spare money, but spare him. Well, you're saving a person, but you're saving your money because their prices are low. Yeah, and so it goes on. And this is, I'm going down towards the river, one of the main bridges, to the cable car up the mountain, because I think it's called Matat Sinda, the mountain which rises on the other side. You can't quite see it from here. Anyway, perhaps you're beginning to get an idea of what it is. Somewhat repetitive, so many shops selling roughly the same item. And there are a few pubs and cafes, all quite small, look like family-run places, not part of some bland chain. So shashlik, like kebabs, which you'll find all over the former Soviet Union, rice dishes, pizzas, these things, khinkali, these big dumplings, juicy dumplings with meat inside, you choose which side of meat. And look at this, khachapuri, that's boat-shaped, it's got cheese, butter, an egg, you can mix it all together. They have that does like for a whole breakfast. Quite a few fish dishes, because yes, there's a river that runs through this place. There's also the so-called Tbilisi Sea, which is a big lake a bit north of the city. It was part of the defences in the city in the old days, not that it's man-made, but it was like 30 kilometres east to west. The city is very linear, it's all along the valley, because the mountains run so steeply on either side, because the valley's like 2 kilometres wide or something. And obviously you can build up the side of the mountain to some extent, but eventually just gets so steep that they wouldn't bother anymore. Almost everything you want to visit is on this side of the river, the north bank of the river. On the south bank, there is a modern cathedral, the presidential palace, just a few streets just near the river. Beyond that, it gets some rather dull. Okay. So anyway, perhaps I'll cross over now. So what do you think about Georgia? It's got art galleries and so on, museums, of course. They sell carpets, so they're not very far from Iran. There's Armenia in between. And yeah, look at this place, okay? Vintners. So many varieties of wine. And down here, lovely pedestrian streets with lots of restaurants. I think I'll show you that one a bit later on. But I've been told getting a taxi on the street is a really bad idea. You'll be expected to haggle, you'll be alarmed with slaughter. Get Yandex, or what's it called, Bolt, one of those apps on your phone. Far better value, you know what you're going to pay. There is an open top bus tour, but again, that's said to be poor value for money. I mean, you're not too stupid to work it out for yourself. We've only got one day here, that might be worth it. Hop on, hop off. It's not a big city, and there's a metro system. I've been on it, like one lari ago, that's like sort of 30 euro cents a journey, two lari for the actual card. And there are only two lines, very easy to navigate your way around. And obviously they're very fast, very spacious, huge platforms. The only problem about these erstwhile Soviet metro systems is they're really noisy. I mean, I'm a bit noise intolerant. But if you can cope with that for a few minutes, you get to the far end of the city in like 20 minutes. So that's an easy way to get around, because some of the streets are bland to walk. There are a lot of minibuses like this one, Marshrutka, as in little route. And if you just hop on them, they're going a set route. Okay, but the trains around Georgia are actually rather slow. It's about a 4-hour drive to Yerevan, capital of Armenia, about 10 hours by train. Maybe the overnight train goes a bit deliberately slow, you have a proper night's sleep. Look, get to Batumi, that's their main port. By minibus every day, Yerevan, as in Armenia. Vladikavkaz in Russia, but I think you'll be mostly Occidentals watching this, and you wouldn't want to go to Russia at the moment because you might be getting free accommodation for a few decades. Okay, anyway, this one. Do you think this building is somewhat banal? But there's so much more I can show you about the city. I haven't been here for a few days, so I think, have I largely seen it? I mean, there's some magnificent churches, but somewhere gets to the stage that, you know, once you've seen about five, have you seen them all? Because there'll be similar gorgeous iconography, and there'll be the chanting is very heady, there'll be that smell of the wax candles, sometimes incense and all the rest of it. So it's a marvellous sensory experience, somewhat spiritually uplifting, but I think I don't need to do it anymore. I've had that with sort of Hindu temples or Sikh gurdwaras and things like that. Okay, so we're coming down towards the river. And yeah, more of the same really, and lots of these little lanes branching off that way, towards that way, is up towards the mountain. So what do you think? Are you booking your ticket? Are you convinced? So Georgia, the to-go place, very easy for visas. If you're not virtually any Western country, come here without a visa for a year, even South Africans. And you know, Springboks are told, well, we need a visa to go anywhere but not Georgia. Yeah, there's a tiny Jewish community. We're coming up to the synagogue. There's a Chabad house, as in run by a religious Jewish couple, outreach to secular and liberal Jews. What else is there? There's some sort of Georgian Israeli Chamber of Commerce. You'd think there'd be loads of police outside it, but no. So this is the synagogue. Israeli flag and Georgian flag. And then the symbolic menorah. They said they've got a tiny, I want to see if I can go in there, tiny kosher kitchen. Okay, so still on Kote Abkhazi Street. Anyway, so it was also a very popular destination, people from the Kwandam Soviet Union. See Baskin Robbins, a few of the modern, a few of the, whatever they call them, brands are here. And there are a few expensive shopping malls. Yes, easy to rent a car. Okay, anything else you want to know? We're about to see the cable cars. Gondola lifts, I've seen some people call them. I will say cable cars. There's also a funicular here. Well, actually a few funiculars, but there's the main one, not too far, about 2 kilometers back that way. There's also a zoo here, which I haven't been to, but I'm told it's in a dreadful state. So it's really just cruelty to animals. Anyway, it's really brightened up. So it was very misty the other day. What can I say? I mean, it doesn't get that cold in winter. Yes, there's snow, but compared to much of the region, it's really not terrible. So one of the mildest places in the former Soviet Union. Okay, look, Subway, Dunkin' Donuts. These usual Western brands have got there, which I think is lamentable. Right, what else would you want to see or know? Are you getting a feel for the place? Have you seen enough? Because it's more of the same. And another spa, I didn't realize there are two spas on the same street. Here, this little supermarket is a spa as well. By the way, the water is totally safe to drink, that spa, the tap water. Okay. And here we go down. Shall I cross over? Maybe not. This main square, where a lot of travel agencies are and little minibuses going on tours go from. And there you can see the cable car overhead. But anyway, those buildings just over there. Quite different, don't you think? A wooden building, a little bit of a jutting out enclosed balcony. Okay, shall I cross over now? You can see the river and the bridge. And then beyond it, more modern Tbilisi, with these unremarkable buildings. Anyway, thank you so much for my channel. So that is a whistle-stop tour of tourism in Tbilisi, without showing the actual attractions. Toodle-pip, everyone.